The $5.76 million will go to communities in seven states: Connecticut, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and West Virginia. The money is from United Way's National Fund. People from across the country contributed to the fund. A United Way spokeswoman says New York will receive about 51% of the money. And within New York, Putnam, Rockland, and Westchester counties are included. Naomi Adler is the president and CEO of the United Way of Westchester and Putnam. She says the money for these counties will go towards capacity building. For example, outfitting locations to better serve those in need of shelter following a disaster.
Temple Beth Shalom in Putnam actually was asked to be sort of an ad hoc emergency shelter for, I think, approximately 300 families who really needed that additional ability to have a nice warm place to sleep and charge their phones, etc. And one of the things that Temple Beth Shalom said to us was that, you know, we really would love to be able to be a place all the time to be a shelter in the future.
She says the synagogue will receive $20,000 to add a bathroom with a shower and a generator. And Putnam's total for United Way's distribution is $53,989. Adler says the money will also be used for replenishing food supplies at pantries in Westchester, where the Sound Shore communities, those along the Long Island Sound, were hard hit. And Adler says the food at nearby pantries was used up soon after the storm.
So, for instance, the food bank for Westchester gave out an enormous amount of extra food to food pantries because so many people had their food storage wiped out.
Westchester is receiving $121,729. Mimi Vylord is the president and CEO of United Way of Rockland County, which is receiving $74,002. For Rockland, she explains, the needs are different than those of Putnam and Westchester.
We have an unmet needs committee that has been convened because we are determined to meet individual needs. We didn't feel that we needed to go through any other agencies. That most of the families that have been impacted in Rockland are all working with case managers.
She notes there are 25 families unable to live in their homes in Stony Point, three in Piermont. Asked whether the money is enough, United Way of Westchester and Putnam's Naomi Adler says,
"Well, we're not sure whether or not it's enough money at this point. As I said, there are three phases. What we're waiting for is for FEMA to finish their process. A lot of agencies and individual people are still waiting to see whether or not they're going to get reimbursed or whether their applications will be denied. When applications get denied, we're usually the next step. So they've just extended the deadline again. And we're waiting to see what happens with unmet needs because we really don't want to give out money to someone who's going to get reimbursement from FEMA or their private insurance companies."
The deadline for residents in New York's 13 counties declared disaster areas from the storm to apply for Federal Emergency Management Agency disaster assistance has been extended to March 29th. A United Way spokeswoman says a total of $9.6 million will be distributed in three phases. The $5.76 million is the first phase and was announced Monday. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.